We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
544 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. Here's what I got coming up for you. We're going to do some NFL picks in just a second. Then, of course, the text line. But I have to tell you something. I have to tell you about something.
What you got?
That is going on tonight. I don't know what your Friday night plans are, but I bet you're going to change them when I tell you about this. So tonight, of course, every Friday night, John Marks drinks Miller Lite with the listeners. And tonight he's unavailable to do that. Filling in for John Marks? Not me. I filled in. I'm done filling in at 6 o'clock. That would be Jack Fritz. Jack, Friday night lights tonight. Where are you going to be? Conchi Corner Tavern?
Hey. Yeah, so I'm filling in for John.
In Conshohocken, Conchi Corner Tavern.
Conchi Corner Tavern. Going to have some Miller Lights. Going to hang out.
Talk to the people.
Listen, I'm
Philly's hot stove conversation.
I don't have the John Marks funds, so I don't know if I can, you know, buy everyone beers. But if you want to talk some Phils, come out and talk some Phils. I mean, the Eagles are, what, are they still here? I mean, they're still relevant?
The Eagle, a little bit.
I mean, we're very much focused on the Eagles, the Phillies offseason, which I don't know why we didn't talk about it 4 hours ago.
But I'm going to rumors, yeah. But Jack's going to be there tonight.
Yeah.
Conchi Corner Tavern in Conshohocken, drinking Miller Lite. So go hang out with Jack Fritz tonight.
Jackie Man of the People.
That's his new nickname.
You know how I am, Mike.
Yes.
Real social.
Jackie Miller Lights tonight. Go hang out with him. All right. NFL picks, and then we will get to the text line. So this is Ike, show me how it's done here.
All right, brother, here we go. Let's start this thing off. I'm going with, you may like this one right here, brother. There's an old AFC South division battle going on this weekend. Oh, give me Nikki 6.5 points over Tennessee. I like it. I think that game's in Tennessee, right? That game's in Tennessee. I understand Tennessee has a good defense, but this is Nick's second game back, and he started getting the offense going a little bit there in the second half. Man, you're getting 3.5 points on the road. It seems like this line should be bigger for Tennessee. It's not. That's telling me something. Give me Nikki 6 and the Jags +3.5. Then how about this one? I heard our boy Eli earlier today. He was talking about taking Denver. He doesn't think Buffalo's a very good team. What? This game is in Buffalo, right?
It is.
I believe it is. Buffalo is -4 points over the Denver Broncos. I know the Denver Broncos look good against the Minnesota Vikings, but let's be honest. The Minnesota Vikings didn't decide to show up to the game until the third quarter, and then they promptly marched back and won that game. Buffalo is better than people think they are. They aren't great, but they're better than people give them credit for. And at home, man, give me Buffalo -4 up there. And then my final game, I've gone back and forth on which one of these games I want to use. Do I want Pats, Cowboys? Do I want Packers, San Francisco? Who do I want? Do I want to take the underdog? Do I want to take the favorite? Who should I take? You know what? That damn Pats, Cowboys game has too much going on. It looks kind of obvious to me that I should be taking the Pats -6, but I'm not smelling fish up there somehow. I'm staying away from that game. Packers on the road Sunday night against San Fran. Give me Aaron Rodgers +3 points against Jimmy G out there in San Francisco. And then my Eagles pick. Sick of all this nonsense I had to put up with all week. I'm tired of all the nonsense that the Broncos had to take all week. You know what? He didn't play well last week. He knows that more than anybody knows it. He's 1-1 against the top quarterbacks in this league. Knocked off Aaron Rodgers. He lost to Tom Brady. Damn it, Russell Wilson is coming in his house. He gets Russell Wilson. Eagles win Sunday 27-23.
I like it, Ike. I do. All right. My picks for week 12 in the NFL. So we disagree on one, but we agree on one, and I'll start there. You know I'm going with Nick Foles. You give me the better quarterback in the game, getting 3.5 points, I will take it. I agree with you. He looked better as that game kind of progressed a little bit. They got down. It was ugly last week. And in the AFC, Jacksonville's 4-6. If they get to 5-6, they're probably going to be one out of a playoff spot by the end of Sunday. The AFC wildcard is just a mess right now. Jacksonville still has life. Nick Foles plays a good game. Jacksonville +3.5 over Tennessee. Game number two Eli hit on this one earlier. I think the Oakland Raiders, they've played well. They've been a great story. They're not this good. And right. last week, they were kind of spotty at home against Cincinnati. The Jets have shown some life. Sam Darnold has shown some life. It's in New York. It's a West Coast team coming east for a 1 o'clock game. I'll take the underdog. The Jets plus 3, getting the points at home against Oakland. Game number 3, I'm going on the other side of you, Ike. I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers. Ah. And here's the reason. It's because of how the Eagles beat the Packers. They can be run on. And they're the best running team in the NFC is the San Francisco 49ers. They have their offensive line back in order. They have Juszczyk, their tight end, or their fullback. The George Kittle thing worries me because they need him. If he could play, there's no doubt in my mind. I hope he plays because I'm going with them. San Francisco minus 3. Their running game is the best in the NFC. The Green Bay can't stop the run. And I think Green Bay is a little overrated, 8-2. I don't think they're that good. San Fran takes back control of the number one seed in the NFC, minus 3. And then we get to the Eagles. Look, you know I have not been happy with Carson Wentz after last week. But I'll tell you this right now. He's going to play better on Sunday. He's going to play much better on Sunday. And I think the key to this one is Carson Wentz playing mistake-free on Sunday, because I think the Seahawks are the team that's going to make mistakes. Chris Carson, their running back, has fumbled 5 times this year. Their kicker.
All them damn muscles.
Their kicker. He's got some big ones, and he fumbles. He can't hold the ball. Their kicker has missed 5 field goals. I feel like this is a game where the Seahawks make mistakes. The Eagles don't. They come out with intensity. They run the ball better. The Eagles are going to find a way to win this game. And how about this stat? I think the Seahawks are so overrated. They're barely won all these games, all these close games. Luck's going to run out on them. In regulation this year, Ike, they went to overtime a couple times. In regulation of their 8 wins, they've outscored their opponents by 12 points. That's it. In 8 wins. Basically, it's even after every regulation.
Yeah.
They're due to come down. Eagles are due to come back up. Eagles 23, Seahawks 21. They miss a field goal at the end. The Eagles have a stand at the end. They force a field goal, and they win this game. 23-21, Eagles get back over the hump. So Eagles minus 1.
So you're telling me we're going to be holding our breath?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 23-21. Russell Wilson gets the ball with like a minute to go. And we're all going to be holding our breath.
And when I say 27-23, yeah, that means the defense will probably have to. I don't know if I want them out there making a defensive stand against Russell Wilson.
What would you rather? And we'll go to the text line here. Russell Wilson with the ball and Eagles up, or down and Carson with the ball?
I always want Carson with the ball.
All right.
Don't try me like
that. All right, let's do it to the text line.
What my hand look like? It's not moving.
Hey, Joe, Tread Lightly here. You are a guest in Carson Country. Be careful not to be inflammatory against us. We all know that Carson needs to step it up. Tim in Mercerville.
It's Carson County until he wins something. Country, come on.
Isn't there a sports radio opening in Jacksonville or something so Joe can go worship his quarterback, Steve, in Pleasantville?
Jaguars plus 3.5 on Sunday. Take it.
All I can picture is Ike slamming his head against the wall while ESP and Joe Santaligiglio play patty cake and rip the wagon apart. Tom from KOP.
Was this just the LTBB text line?
That's what happens sometimes.
Let's
try it, Dan. Yeah, I'm shocked.
Man, Ike is going to need some Ike juice after this one.
Well, after this
Ron
week,
and
Ike,
Deptford.
Yeah, you're going to need Ike juice after this week.
John Fritz might want to vet a caller prior to having him answer trivia. That was as bad as the cupcakes D. Camaro takes down and beat the hammer. Ike KO'd Spice Boy and TKO Joe Jeliquito. Keep preaching, Ike. LTBB.
Come
Tom
on, John.
Tom from Abington.
Oh, that's Tom. That's Tom from Abington.
I knew he'd be a part of this show at some point. He seeks
Did
it out.
Did Ike just agree with Joe about Wentz? Should we be worried about the leader of the LTBB movement? Andy in South Philly.
Eventually, the people were going to see the light. I only scream about this stuff 4 hours a night.
I know. See, listen, that's why I don't like agreeing with you on anything.
But you need to sometimes.
No, sometimes you hit the nail on the head.
And today I did. All right, the tweets.
Once today you did.
For 4 hours today. Text brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Watch and wager on all sports at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent. For the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. All right, Ike.
Yeah, Sixers tonight, too.
We do. And tomorrow, tomorrow, you know, comes back.
Jimmy Butler.
It's a big weekend.
It is.
Jimmy's here. Eagles better win a game. Like, by Monday morning, we can either feel way better, like, all right, Sixers are back on track. They beat up Jimmy. They beat the Seahawks. Or we could be like, oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Jimmy came in here and dropped 30. Russell Wilson dropped 30. Mm. And it's not good.
It's possible.
They're going to win Sunday.
I'm with you.
See, we agreed at the end, too. Eagles are going to win. All right, thank you everyone for listening. Fun show today. I'll talk to you guys on Sunday Facebook Live before the game. And Ike, you'll be on the pregame show Sunday?
Yes, sir. Ready to roll.
Early game, 1 o'clock. They changed this one, which I'm happy about. I like the 1 o'clock game.
Yes, we get our whole day, and we get to celebrate, hopefully, a big victory around 4:30.
Hopefully. All right, everyone go out and hang out with Jack tonight. Miller Lights, and everyone have a great night. John Johnson coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds! Hey, the Black Tag Sale is on at Elite Acura. Take advantage of Black Friday savings all month long. Stop by and shop over 200 new pre-owned and certified pre-owned Acuras. The TLX, RDX, MDX, and more. All priced to fit any lifestyle and any budget. Drive home the Acura you want at the price you want. Now they're making room for more brand new 2020 RDXs for you. Now that means they're moving all 2019 RDX models out. And now is the time to drive home the Acura you've always wanted. Don't wait. Once these deals are gone, they're gone for good. Get to Elite Acura today and take advantage of limited time Black Friday savings on all new 2019 RDXs. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced brand new Acura can make. Get your Black Friday savings today during the Black Tag Sale at Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage. Easy to get to right there on Route 73 North in Maple Shade, or shop their entire inventory online at EliteAcura.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.